This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Fine dining. The search for the most mediocre restaurant in America is a podcast where Michael Ornelas is traveling the country, eating at all the chain restaurants in search of the perfectly average 5 out of 10 dining experience. The objective middle threshold of where bad becomes good. His most recent episode featured guests Marissa Pinson and John Glover as they review Costco's food court. It's a two-part episode that covers everything from discontinued menu items to how many hot dogs they could fit in their mouths. Head on over to linktree.com/fine dining podcast and click Bees giveaway to enter for an all-expense-paid trip to your local Applebee's. The current frontrunner for the most mediocre restaurant in America at a 5.02 out of 10 for you and up to three of your friends, and you can watch or listen to Fine Dining on your platform of choice while you're there. Enter by May 1st, and the winner will be announced on the May 8th Chipotle episode. Asterisk $50 will be provided for transportation along with a $200 Applebee's gift card.
Welcome to a Funny Feeling Podcast. I'm Betsy Sodaro.
And I'm Marcy Jarrow. This is a podcast where comedians tell us their paranormal experiences, and we listen to yours as well.
Oh, yeah. And if you have one of these paranormal experiences that you want to share with us, please email it to us at funnyfeelingpod@gmail.com.
Now get cozy.
And prepare yourself to be scared silly.
This is a Funny Feeling Podcast. So, Betsy.
Marcy.
This week.
Scare me.
I'm going to freak you.
Good.
Which, wait.
Freak me? That's different from scare me.
I'm going to freak you, baby.
Uh-oh.
Because this
I
week,
remember when I was little, I went through a phase of like, I'm going to rock your world. And my parents, or maybe one of my sisters is like, Betsy, you can't say, that means like, Betsy, you can't say that.
You're like, why does it mean?
Okay, yeah.
Be explicit. Tell me
Tell me everything. Get filthy. Get filthy. I'm going to rock your world. okay,
well,
freak me.
I'm going to freak you, baby. Because today I'm going to tell you about the Battle of Los Angeles.
Ooh, there's a Ghost Adventures on this.
Oh, well, never mind. Just go watch
we'll
that.
We'll just watch that instead. I'm pumped. It's fun. Well, I mean, not fun, but it's interesting.
It's weird, right? So
yes.
All of my research that I will just merely be reading to you comes from Skeptoid.com.
Ooh, I like that.
Skeptoid. So, the Battle of Los Angeles is when, in 1942... the United States Army and Navy battled a giant UFO hovering above the city of Los Angeles.
It's wild.
It's crazy, right?
It's wild.
Also, I'm going to post some pictures.
Yes. Oh, cool. I want to see.
So you can see there's like a really famous picture of the Battle of Los Angeles of like all these spotlights.
Awesome.
Like on this weird UFO looking thing. But let me not get ahead of myself, okay?
Okay. Because did they think it was like maybe the Japanese?
Absolutely.
Of World War
absolutely.
II
so,
happening?
Absolutely. So let me, I'm going to, why am I pulling a picture now? It's fine. I just want to show Betsy.
I want to see it.
Okay. So the Battle of Los Angeles. So it was late February 1942, like 3 months after the Japanese had attacked Pearl Harbor.
Whoa.
So we have residents on the West Coast of the United States, they were expecting possibly to have their own bombings. They just didn't know.
Yeah. Oh, so, how scary.
So they had like a lot of anti-aircraft artillery and stuff. So people were out there like waiting to see if something was going to happen. So these were like, you know, I think they didn't really experience a lot of actual combat, these anti-artillery. So
okay.
Like they were like, I guess, I don't know if they had like, what do you call those people who like aren't full time?
Oh, part time. Oh, I know what you're talking in the army.
Right. Yeah. So
the
what is that called? Everyone's
reserves.
Yeah. I don't know if that's what it was, but so blah 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 blah. So
blah 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 blah.
So these crews manning the anti-aircraft artillery are in Los Angeles. They've been trained, but they haven't had the experience in actual combat. So a day before, there was a Japanese submarine, the I-17, had surfaced off Santa Barbara.
Whoa.
And it had fired 25 shells at some of the aviation fuel storage tanks.
Whoa.
So it was like high alert at that point.
Yeah.
So they were thinking there was going to be an attack on Los Angeles any day.
Oh, my God.
So just after 2 a.m. on the morning of February 25th, radar picked up a target off the coast. The anti-aircraft batteries in Los Angeles were put on green alert, ready to fire.
Whoa.
And by 12:21, the radar target had approached closer and a blackout was ordered. So the entire city of Los Angeles went dark.
That's so scary.
Yeah.
That's so scary.
It's 2:21 a.m., so like a lot of people were asleep.
Yeah, but oh man.
But then all these like all the like alarms start going off. So it's like,
oh God. Yeah, like that noise. Air raid.
So people are awoken to that. Oh, and they know, like, they know that this is, oh shit. So, so a bunch of these searchlight beams were sweeping the sky for like half an hour. And then suddenly reports of an aircraft come in. So it's over Santa Monica. And
oh, God.
And they're saying that it's a balloon carrying a red flare was spotted. So the batteries open fire. And that's at 3:06 a.m.
Uh-huh.
So it's on. So for nearly an hour, batteries fired over 1,400 rounds of anti-aircraft artillery. So it's raining 8.5 tons of shrapnel back down on Los Angeles.
Oh, shit.
I mean, thank God it was like...
So they're hitting something?
Yes. So they were shooting at this thing. Some people were thinking it was a balloon. Some people were saying it was an airplane. CBS was calling it a blimp. The sunrise was not until 6:30 a.m., so it was all dark. They have these spotlights. The only thing that they could see was they could see the smoke from the anti-aircraft artillery bursting.
Whoa.
So they knew that it was hitting something.
It was hitting something.
Yeah. And people are experiencing property damage from all the shrapnel. But no bombs are dropped, like, from the aircraft. So no one knows what it is. So Secretary of the Navy Frank Knox held a press conference the same day to state that it was a false alarm. There was no aircraft that had been involved. The entire incident had been an expensive case of jittery nerves.
What?
The chief of staff, George Marshall, wrote a memo to President Roosevelt stating that the current understanding that airplanes may or may not have been involved, possibly as many as 15, possibly a commercial aircraft, at various slow speeds. So that was what's so weird. So it started in Santa Monica.
Yeah.
And it went as far down as Long Beach, but it was moving so slowly.
Which, like...
And that's why they're like, maybe it's a balloon. Maybe
it's a dirigible.
Oh.
Dirigible.
Dirigible?
A blimp.
Is that where people ride a bicycle to make it work? Like they pedal really fast to make a balloon?
Yep. Dirigible.
And then when it got to Long Beach, it just kind of sort of disappears, right?
Whoa.
So given the lack of confirmation.
Queen Mary sucked it up.
Yeah. All those ghosties. Mm. That would have been right after. I don't know if she was retired yet.
I don't think so. Because she was a ship in the war, right?
She was a beautiful lady.
She was a beautiful broad in the war.
The Queen Mary, big old titties for a ship.
Big old ship bitties.
So they're like, okay, the Secretary of War clarifies.
This is like that idea of being like possibly, but possibly not is so sketchy.
And Roosevelt is like, he wants the secretary to clarify exactly who authorized this order of an air alarm.
Yeah.
But like, so this is where it starts to get conflicting.
Uh-oh.
So in 1987, a group of ufologists, William L. Moore, Stan Friedman, and Jamie Chandera, announced the existence of several government documents classified as top secret that purported to contain a 1947 order from President Harry Truman establishing a group called the Majestic 12.
What?
an assortment of unusual Illuminati from government, business, and the military.
Unusual Illuminati?
Yeah, they're not the run-of-the-mill Illuminati.
No,
you're used
to unusual ones. What a funny specific.
So they were they were charged with handling extraterrestrials.
What?
So later,
they have to have come down then.
Oh, what do you mean?
Aliens.
Well, this is just the people who are charged with investigating it, right?
Okay. Okay.
So this not the aliens, but like this is like Harry Truman had this group, Majestic 12. They're investigating these things.
That's
like not just this, but all the
everything.
Things. So later, another ufologist, Tim Cooper, announced his own batch of secret Majestic 12 documents.
What?
And then a rival ufologist has the so he's got other papers.
Ufologist.
People are they have clues and they're pointing out counterfeits and they're saying some documents are real and some are inauthentic. So then they start fighting, blah 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 blah. So among this tangled mess of hoax documents, there's a letter called the Marshall Roosevelt Memo from March 5th, 1942. So this would have been days after the Battle of Los Angeles.
Okay.
Stating that two unidentified aircraft were in fact recovered after the Battle of Los Angeles. One at sea and one in the San Bernardino Mountains east of Los Angeles.
What?
So the headquarters had come to determine that the mysterious airplanes are in fact not earthly.
What?
And according to secret intelligence sources, that they are in all probability of interplanetary origin.
What?
Interplanetary.
Let's see, put them on display.
Yes. So it's like the letter, like they're like it's an old scuff smudge letter and it looks really realistic and dramatic, and so they
it's just like putting coffee on it and putting it in the oven. Make papyrus, man.
So so the letter's late eight, like the other letter, or the 1980s one is the earliest reference to anything UFO related, right?
Okay.
So a bunch of different people have said they're talking about, so the LA Times ran this article like days after it happened.
Well, yeah.
Describing the cloud of smoke and all the searchlights.
Yeah.
But there's no like contemporary identification for any of that stuff.
Whoa.
So for more than 40 years, not a single person associated with the Battle of Los Angeles entertained any thoughts about it being extraterrestrial or whatever. They just thought it's some mystery balloon or something. So
that's so wild. I feel that would stick with you forever.
So it's mostly
like what did I just fire 1400 bullets
or they,
at?
If they told you it was a false alarm, you're like, a false alarm.
I guess.
But think about if you're like, why there's a false alarm, but there's a bunch of metal in my backyard.
Yeah,
how did
that's
I get
a wild that? False alarm.
I mean, I guess they were like shooting.
I guess
shit
it's
off.
False alarm World War II.
So basically, a bunch of modern ufologists are the ones who are like, no, this was definitely a UFO.
Yeah.
So they're saying that like some of the gunners who were involved in the Battle of Los Angeles reported never seeing anything at all. They simply fired at whatever they saw.
Yeah, whatever they're told.
Yeah, they were seeing other people firing and they were firing that way, right?
God.
So the gun crews were officially reprimanded, and the Air Force history says that in 1983, a report entitled The Air Forces in World War II is a careful study of evidence. Careful study suggests that
meteorological.
Yeah.
Meteorological.
Weather balloons.
Weather balloons.
It's always a weather balloon, too.
Oh, yeah. I remember that in Ghost Adventures.
Yeah.
It's a weather
balloon.
No
so,
way.
So they're thinking weather balloons are what may have caused the initial alarm. And so they're thinking that's what. Blah, blah, blah. The theory supported by the fact that anti-aircraft artillery units were officially criticized for having wasted ammunition on targets which moved too slowly to have been airplanes. Can you imagine that maybe they were just shooting birds out of the sky? I don't know if that's
you
true.
You wrote that.
I wrote that.
Can you imagine?
Could you imagine that maybe they were just shooting birds out of the
sky? Night birds.
So, but the acting commander of the anti-aircraft artillery brigade in the area testified that he had first been convinced that he had seen 15 planes in the air, but he quickly decided that he was only seeing smoke.
Oh, my God.
Other competent correspondents.
I saw 15 planes. Nudge. Kick under the table. Smoke. I mean, smoke.
Smoke.
Smoke. Sorry, Mr. President.
Did you watch Chernobyl?
Yeah.
This is pure Chernobyl, right?
Nope, you're fine.
Nope.
Dude, I just puked blood on your face.
Make them go back into the radiation.
Yep. Make them figure
fine.
It out.
Fix the pipe.
Tell the miners to take their clothes off.
Show those dongs. Okay, so we
that
had...
That show is so good. It fucked up. It was tough.
I had to give up after three.
It's tough.
So Ernie Pyle and Bill Henry, these are correspondents. They witnessed shootings and wrote that they were never able to make out any airplane.
Wow.
So... there is a report put forth by the Air Force that simply part of the conspiracy cannot be trusted. So playing a devil's advocate,
yeah.
Let's say there's a spacecraft.
Yes.
And it was shot down.
Okay.
During the battle and recovered.
Okay.
The government has full knowledge of it.
Yeah.
And that's what the ufologists expect us to believe. Then it becomes a question of how were they able to keep it a secret for more than 40 years? Retroactively change newspaper accounts, change radio reports,
Whoa.
Pay off or kill everyone who participated, pay
Whoa.
Off or kill everyone in Los Angeles who witnessed it.
Ew.
How could that happen, right?
Yeah, I don't know.
So there's an alternate explanation that requires us to not make such absurd leaps or logic.
Okay.
That the Battle of Los Angeles was simply a case of nerves.
I mean,
and that people
with every right.
People were scared of a Japanese attack, and there was no need for a paranormal explanation, and that there are no aliens.
No, that's not true.
Yeah. I mean, it is really crazy that, like, there are so many reports that say, I saw it over Santa Monica,
yeah.
and it went all the way down to Long Beach, and we shot for over half an hour.
Yes. It's something.
And then this picture looks crazy, but
that
also...
That picture's incredible.
Could this picture... just be the convergence of a bunch of lights.
I mean, could it have been a big Hollywood premiere?
I'm selling popcorn.
But it's so strange.
It's so strange, right?
Yes.
But we don't know.
Because I think I'm in the world of it was a little bit of all of it. Like,
right.
Jittery because holy shit, a Japanese submarine, like Pearl Harbor, Japanese submarine off the coast of Santa, like holy shit. And now I think these aliens just came at the wrong time.
That's what I was thinking.
Like,
I was like,
today's gonna be the day.
Yeah, like if I were an alien and then I was like, let's go check it out. And I was like, what the fuck
yeah, what
are they
is going on this fucking planet?
Like, why are they shooting at us? Jeez Louise.
Yeah. Let's go over towards Europe. Ew.
So we don't know. It was either anxious, anxious like military who had not been in combat themselves.
Yeah.
Trying to guard
scary,
America.
Dude. Very scary.
Or it was a damn alien aircraft.
I think it was all of it.
You think it was? Yeah. Absolutely. And the Japanese.
And the Japanese. Yes, yes, yes.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
It is really crazy to think that there was off Santa Barbara a Japanese submarine.
That's so wild.
As Americans, we're very sheltered in the ways of war from external forces.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Let's keep,
yeah.
I want to keep it down.
Let's stay there.
Let's not have war. A big
know.
Political debate. No more war.
No more war.
Yeah.
Hashtag.
Imagine all the people.
No more war.
No more war.
No more war.
No more.
No more war.
So that is the Battle of Los
Ooh,
Angeles.
That's fun and spooky. That picture is crazy.
It's crazy. I'll post it. Remember to post it, Marcy. Remember to post
Marcy,
it,
Marcy. Remember to post it. That was good.
Thank you.
That's so scary.
Well.
What do we do?
We ask them if they...
Oh, yeah. If you guys
what do we do?
Have any stories, secondhand, urban legends, anything, UFO sightings, hit us up.
If your family remembers the Battle of Los Angeles...
Oh, my God,
you got
yeah.
a grandparent,
if your grandfather was shooting at this thing...
Tell us.
Please tell us.
Yeah. send us an email at funnyfeelingpod@gmail.com.
Yeah, and subscribe.
Rate.
Review.
Review.
Tell your friends.
Yeah.
We love you.
Good night. Someone behind me.
I just got scared.
Betsy, are you very excited about our guest?
I am. He's the best.
Oh, he's so funny. I've known him since New York. He's always been one of the funniest people at UCB.
Yes. Oh, my God.
Huge compliment from me. I hate everyone.
Yeah, yeah.
You have seen him in Broad City. You've seen him in Nightcap. Mm-hmm. And he has a really awesome podcast called The Need to Fail. Don Fanelli.
Hi, guys. Yay. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Thanks for being here.
Oh, man. I'm ready.
Oh, hell yeah. Hell yeah.
We should say that your wife has been on.
Yep.
So
yes, Laura.
So Laura Wilcox.
She's told some stories. So
yes.
But you have your own. So like that's why we were able to... Because she did talk about you and how you weren't a believer. So
Yeah.
But things have changed, you say?
I don't know. That's the thing. I think things have changed. I think it's because of podcasts like this, and I'm not fucking around here.
Yeah.
Because on road trips, we'll listen to your podcast. We'll listen to all these other ghost podcasts.
Yeah.
And at first I was like, no, like this is all, I think... In my head, I'm like, half these stories are like people trying out their short stories. Like, these aren't real.
Everybody's trying out their short stories.
Everybody's trying out their short stories.
That is so funny.
You know what I mean? Yeah. I was like, I can't believe all these. But there's so many stories that I'm like...
And throughout history.
Yeah, yeah. And I was a big Unsolved Mysteries lover.
Love that show.
So that kind of planted a seed, like, maybe there's some stuff. But then I got older and jaded. And then I was like, nah, fuck that
noise. Well, before we get into it too much, tell us about your podcast, The Need to Fail.
Yeah.
Betsy's been on.
I've been on it.
You're about to come on.
Maybe by the time this is out, I will
maybe.
Have
you
been.
You'll probably be on by then. I just interview comedians, actors, writers about times they wanted to give up and how they pushed through it. Why didn't they? Or did they?
Yeah, exactly.
Every episode's 10 hours long because everyone wants
to
get
a lot. I know, I feel like I could do it.
I edit it down.
Another episode.
It's digestible.
I did too. I talked about it in therapy earlier today.
There you go.
I go on Sundays because, get it in.
That's nice. Is that a church?
Yeah.
Yeah.
She is my church.
That is your church.
Rachel's my God. But it was about why do I let having an audition ruin my week?
Right.
Just the thought of having to audition. I just melt down completely. And I was like, I have a job.
Yeah.
Right now,
yeah.
I have a job I love.
Mm-hmm.
But just one little audition, and I'm like, I'm not worth anything.
Uh-huh. Isn't it crazy?
It's terrible.
What we do.
All your fears and doubts just kind of just come pouring out.
Oh, God.
And there's those people that just don't have that, and God bless them. I think that's why they... book a lot.
Beautiful sociopaths.
They just have no... Yes. You know, like, I'm
they
great
could and give a shit. It's just like, oh, I need a little bit more of that.
Yeah, 100%.
Oh, God.
Oh, man.
Yeah, but there's that pit, it's like a little pit in your stomach kind of feeling when you get an audition because you're just like, how long is it? How much do I have to learn? What is this?
You know? I think your podcast is so cool because you get to hear everyone's story like that. But even if you're not in the industry, there's something that people out there are like maybe of trying or like it feels like it's hard to do, so it's nice to hear people that like are doing stuff
they
get past those moments of wanting to
It's also nice to talk about, like it was nice to be like, oh, I don't really talk about this often, and it's fun to be like, oh yeah, this is when I ate shit, but it's okay. We're all going to be fine. Yeah.
Like when you're in the shit of it, you're more like, it feels like you're complaining or you're just furious and you're just kind of letting it go. So it's a little heightened sometimes. Sometimes it's catastrophizing. But then afterwards, if you have some sort of a little bit perspective, and I think if you take a big enough snapshot of someone's career, whatever they're going into, you'll see these ups and downs, but usually they come out of it.
Yeah.
There's usually like something... you know, where it's like, I didn't get this thing, but eventually,
yeah,
because I didn't get this, or just because well, I didn't get this.
You're not interviewing the people who don't have that success story.
No, I refuse to believe it.
You're not interviewing the people who gave up and went home. You're
no,
not,
that is very interesting
you're not
to
calling
me.
Them in Alabama.
Yes, but I want to. And
yeah,
I,
right?
I bet you they're just like, you know what? Yeah, this was the right move. Or like, no, this wasn't yeah. the right move, but now I have a family and this brings yep. me joy. I just feel like if there's like something that's like not bringing you joy or you think it's going to bring you joy and you yes. kind of move away from it, something else is there
yes.
kind of bring you joy, even though the path to get there might suck ass.
Wait. Yeah, yeah, exactly.
I literally told a barista yesterday to move mm-hmm. because she, I was like
to be faster?
No.
Oh. chop,
sweetheart. Where's my pumpkin spice latte with right. oat milk, bitch?
Yeah.
No, I was saying, I like or, it was like hot yesterday, but I ordered a pumpkin spice latte hot anyway.
You're crazy, ooh. Man.
And I was
that's
like,
crazy.
I'm fully
that's a
embracing
deep cut.
Fall.
That's asking to just sweat
I got
too
really
much.
Dark nails, and I was like, I'm embracing fall
yes.
now.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
she was like, I really miss D.C. Like, her whole family lives out here, but she was like, I just want to move back to D.C. so bad. And I was like, do it.
Yeah.
Move.
Do it.
Yes.
And she's like, well, I don't know. I like L.A. And I was like, but if you like someplace better.
Go there.
You, I mean, no offense. You're serving me coffee. You can probably find a nice place to do that in the District of Columbia.
No, I think it's always the fear of doing that thing, but then just do it and yeah. like you'll know if you're happy or not.
Yeah,
like,
you
give
can
it up a couple months. You can always come,
come back.
If you say how much you love, like if you love a place, you're like, I wish I could do that. Like if you can make it happen, do it.
Try
yeah.
it.
You
try
YOLO.
It. Yeah.
My
yeah.
parents were always yeah. like that with all of my sisters and like,
that's
go.
Good.
Try it.
That's
live
very nice.
Somewhere else.
My
see
parents
what it's
were
like.
Opposite.
Yeah, I bet, right? Like, stay here.
Please,
stay.
Come on. Live in the house forever. Yeah. Like, oh, God.
Mama did all your laundry.
Yeah, yeah. I was like, holy shit. Gotta get the fuck out of here.
So tell us, we always ask people, what do you believe about the paranormal, if anything at all?
You know what? I was, I think over these last couple years, oh man, now I'm actually saying out loud because this has all been in my head, but saying yeah. out loud sounds fucking insane.
No, safe,
I
space.
I weirdly started believing in maybe some sort of parallel universe shit
yes.
happening because I feel like a lot of the stories that I hear that are ghosts and stuff like that are just kind of like weird time, like time not linear kind of thing.
Yeah.
yeah.
Like world folding in on itself.
Yeah.
I'm starting to be like, you know what? Why the fuck not believe
right?
this?
That's
this is
yeah.
an interesting thing. I like ghouls and ghosts and, you know, like I think like hauntings, I don't totally believe in. I feel like everything can be explained with like what's the word? Not conference. That is not a word. What's the word,
conference
guys?
Is a word.
Is it?
Yeah.
Or like you go to a conference?
No, but a conference, like we are conferring with one another.
Is it like I'm thinking of the word where everything kind of.
Converge?
Yeah, converge. That's the word.
Oh, shit,
a convergence.
It.
Now I got nervous that converge was not a word as soon as I said it and you made a face. I was like.
I'm staying silent because so I thought you were talking about a conference.
It's crazy.
Yeah, we can have a conference.
When all the
about
conferences
it.
Come together about the.
Think something happens.
You can not imagine how terrible it is to be educated by the public school system in Louisiana yeah. and then work in a professional writer's room.
Uh-huh. We talked about this on my podcast.
I'm the dumbest person. It's crazy. I'm so
convergence. I've had head trauma. I've had too many concussions.
CTE.
Yeah, I probably do. Convergence. I believe in the like. I feel like a lot of things can be explained. In that like things
yeah.
coming together
yeah.
that you're like, oh, that's
yeah, like
little things. Yeah, I don't know,
multiple dimensions
yeah,
and
things
stuff.
Like that. I
yeah.
think there's just like too much unexplained shit out there, and I don't know.
And
that's where I'm at.
It is very
that's
much like, hey, why not believe?
It's also like the why not
fun,
believe. At
like,
this point, I'm like, I've,
yeah.
Why not? But I think I was so scared. I grew up Roman Catholic, so I was like, we've talked about this.
Yes.
Right? Weren't
yes.
you so scared? I was always
terrified.
Afraid to see, like, Jesus behind me. Do you know what I mean?
Especially
like,
bloody Jesus on the cross.
Bloody Jesus on the cross
the
behind you.
The scariest thing.
The scariest thing.
Just
it was, like, drilled into your head.
Like, starved and bleeding.
Yes.
And
just,
nude.
Or
and just
you
being
know
like,
I mean?
How
definitely
you're like,
nude.
You can't help
yeah.
me, sir. You're
naked
bleeding.
Sure.
Hung like a moose, that Jesus.
I mean, they do put him up naked.
They did. Right? They put a little loincloth.
Little cloth.
But they, you know, in real life, he was just
free balling.
Yeah, he was free balling on the cross. But I was always afraid of that. Like to see it, or just to like turn around and like see some, you know, like something religious.
Yes.
Oh, God.
I still, like, religious stuff freaks me heebie-jeebies out.
Yeah.
Yeah. The Catholic Church is so scary.
It's very
so
scary.
And I've talked about this on the podcast. Like, I remember so many, like, Christmas Eve masses where you're, like, so pumped, but they still just talk about death and, like, burning in hell. Yeah. And it's like, what are we doing? This is dude's birthday. Like, come on.
Can if we believe not... in all this stuff, can we also believe in Santa still?
We can believe in Santa, right? Because he's coming to my house in 4 hours. Let's move this along.
I was always nervous. I was like, we're going to catch him.
Yeah.
We're going to get home at a weird time. We're going to catch him.
Yeah.
And then he's going to take all my toys back.
Yeah. Yeah, like a surprise party. Like you just get there too early.
Or I'd be like, oh, maybe the toys will already be there because he needed to do something else.
Yeah, it's quick. He's before midnight.
God, just laying awake all night.
Yeah.
So pumped for Santa to come.
So pumped for Santa, and they're also still afraid of being like, did I put enough holy water on my head that I'm worthy of presents? I was an altar boy, too.
Oh,
so it was like
shit,
sometimes I'd work the
it.
Christmas stuff, and I'd get weirdly not like claustrophobic, but I'd have these anxiety attacks on stage on the altar.
Of course.
And I'd sit up there and be like, I think I'm going to pass out. And I'd be like, all the
when
fucking.
Do I ring the bell? When do I ring the bell? Oh, fuck. I remember from the audience. Like watching friends who are doing that and just being like, how do they know? Because I zone out so hard during anything.
Like, there's some pressure of like, if you are the altar boy, then like you must be better than all the other kids somehow.
Right.
Like you have to be good. And like, I was like, oh, the people they choose for that are like really holy and better than us.
And this is the also, my parents were very religious and I don't think they necessarily believed in ghosts, but they would pray to like saints a lot, especially Italian.
Yeah. Yes.
Roman Catholics, they would pray to these saints and weirdly, my mom kind of believed in like psychic, like she'd go to, she was like three times out. She was like, I was at Regis and Kelly and because of course she knew a producer there. So like she's been, going to that. Yes. She basically knows a friend of the other producer there.
Oh,
it's like
love
a family
that.
Friend.
Yes.
So she goes to like, she went to Regis and Kelly a bunch and okay. So she goes to that and is in the audience way too much. But there was like a medium there one time and like, and was like, went up to her in the audience and started.
Oh my God.
And my mom's like, it happened. And then it happened again to my mom. And then it happened again to my sister, who's like, randomly, her friend was like, my sister's in town. I got to warn you. She's a medium. Sometimes this rarely happens, but it's happened and it's freaked people out. I have to warn people now.
Yeah.
She might like catch something and just start saying stuff. If you don't want it to happen, just tell her and she'll back off no problem. It's just sometimes like she just has to get it out.
Holy
shit. And my sister was like, she said shit. She was telling me stuff. I was like,
yeah.
It gave me chills. It was stuff about like my grandfather that we're very close to was coming. A lot of stuff was coming through. I was like, what the? So there's some sort of like medium stuff. It's tough because a lot of this ghost stuff and there's so much fabricated shit.
Yes.
Yeah.
That it's really hard to balance.
So before when you weren't like super sure about the paranormal and your mom was like, well, this medium with Regis.
I'd be like, they're fucking with you. They're like, they looked stuff up. Like, this is all bullshit. They probably picked a couple people out in the audience. They have so much information.
As a producer.
Which is wild. Like you said, it's a fine line of like, because that shit happens all the time.
Just look at religion. Or look at big religion. You know what I mean?
If you watch Guru, or I Am Not Your Guru, the Tony Robbins
doc. Oh, yeah, I watched that.
Great doc.
They show you all the producers, and this is just for him like picking people to come on stage and tell them they fucked up their life and that it's their choice to be
can change anything. Prove yourself you're a lion.
It's like, Jesus Christ, dude. Take a fucking Ricola.
He's a wild man. His little dipping pool was one of the funniest things I've ever seen in my life.
That's why his voice is so hoarse.
Yeah.
He just plunged right into a really cold pool.
Screams.
Every day I scream at the top of my lungs. Jump at the ice.
Oh, God, dude.
I can't see my dick and balls shrivel up into my body. Believe in yourself.
Believe in yourself.
Leave your wife.
That was crazy. Of like,
Jesus, man.
Get a divorce or whatever in
you're
the
not
show.
Happy. You're not
like,
happy right
fuck,
now.
Call him up right now. Call him.
Well, when you went to Doug, like all of his producers, like no, they have like pages and pages and pages because when people sign up for his seminars, they tell a little about themselves, and then so he's like, they're like, who should I pick? And they tell him. So before he picks someone on stage, he already knows all of their fucking problems.
Yes. Yeah, right.
But you don't
it
know
that.
It
sounds like it's like, wow, this guy's intuitive.
Yeah,
which I'm
good.
Sure there is a level of it. He's been doing this for years.
Yeah.
And you know, this is the thing. It's like, is it the placebo effect and you're just... And is that bad at a certain point? It's like, if it's helping people, like this is where I go with religion. It's like, if it's helping people, great. If you're fucking killing people in the name of God, not great.
Yeah.
So if it's helping you and you want to believe whatever the fuck you want to believe and you want to pray to do the rosary and all that crap.
Yeah. I have to remind myself that because I get very fired up.
Me too.
About religion. And I'm like, well, maybe.
You know what I mean? I've known people, you know, people have gotten molested and all that crap, you know, and then you're just like, wow, this is hell on earth. And they totally took advantage of people and they're wanting to be saved.
I like wanted everyone for a while to watch The Keepers on Netflix.
Yeah,
I
was Jesus,
like,
that was tough.
Watch The Keepers. You owe it to those women to watch The Keepers. You look, they got raped by priests for years.
I'm gonna watch it anyway.
The least you could do is fucking watch.
Now you're just
scolding,
spoiling it for me.
Oh wait,
I'm
gonna
watch. There's a really great doc.
That was a tough one.
An Honest Liar. Have you seen about this dude who in like the 80s, he's a magician and he calls out, he calls out a lot of the like psychics and mediums who are pretty much straight up like using people and stealing people's money. And he's like, they're just doing magic tricks.
Wow.
They're and it's an Honest Liar. It's a really great documentary.
Wow. I'll check that out.
Is that the Hulu one?
No, I think it's on Netflix.
Oh, wait. I know what I was thinking of, the Hulu one where the guy's like, does he die? Does he pretend to die or something? I don't know. Whatever.
What?
I guess it's Andy Kauf.
South Park? Episodes of South Park on Hulu?
Kenny?
Kenny? I mean, Kenny dies, but...
The fuck are we talking about?
What the fuck is this podcast, Marcy?
This has been a real conference.
Yeah, very conferring.
Yeah. Do you believe in aliens and that sort of thing?
I don't think so.
You don't think so?
No.
Really?
I don't think so. No, okay. I mean, I think there would be more evidence of that, and I just haven't seen
you think
or heard.
We here wouldn't have more evidence of aliens in the universe?
I think so. I think it's, you know, that theorem of like, we should have been found out by now kind of thing. Like, we would have run into someone by now. But also, it's like, I don't know. We're millions of light years away from anything that has life on it. But, I don't know. I'm totally okay with being like, this might be a mistake, but this Earth thing might be a complete like oops.
This should not have been a miracle. We're destroying the planet.
Let's just leave nothing there.
We're on our way.
That's where I go back and forth. Where I was like, I don't really believe in that stuff, but I'm like believing in fucking parallel universes. So I was like, how does that all work? I don't know.
Would it change your mind if I told you I found one single ant in my bed this morning?
Wow.
So
to believe in aliens?
That just goes to show you.
Hey, that was a good conference. That was a really good conference. Yeah.
You never know what's out there.
That's true. Because like, who put that there? It had to be extraterrestrial.
Who put that there? That is so funny. Right?
I just mean I didn't know it was there, and then one day it was.
No, I'm thinking it had to be an alien.
That's gotta be an alien.
That's the only explanation that comes to mind.
You like into huge like conspiracy theory. Yeah, like, well, you're like Dan Aykroyd now.
I make my own vodka now.
This is a very different subject, but people tell me I do more harm than good for theories.
Really?
That's really funny.
Interesting.
A lot of people tell me that I'm not helping their cause. I don't know why. I don't know why I thought of that.
Hey, Marcy's into your theory. Oh, no.
Oh, fuck.
I do. I absolutely do. Because it's like, I feel it would be like wild to not.
I don't.
Because we.
What do you define? Are you talking like intellectual? Like, because like there could be something maybe from another planet that comes that, in
where it's just like it could be. We've talked about this a lot. Like, where it's like, oh, it could be a nasty fly.
Yeah, right, or right, right, I don't even know if they're coming here.
Right, right. Okay.
Like, I'm with you on that. I just think that something else in the whole universe must exist that
intelligent life force.
Yeah, that has like a life cycle. Yeah.
Okay. Maybe not even that intelligent.
I mean, they don't like,
fucking
but
dumb.
Fucking dumb.
Or just like, what was Earth like 2 million years ago?
Exactly,
and
it.
Like, we're going to die out, but then the next Earth's going to come in.
Something is
going to. Yeah, you're right. Okay. I'm convinced.
Anthony really got you, motherfucker. Yeah.
I just need to talk it out, okay?
I hear that.
You know what I mean? Like, you could be in your head about all this stuff. I'm like, I can't give this. Once you start talking it out, you're like, oh, yeah, you remember, like, the Hubble took that, like, picture of that, like, empty space. And there was like, oh, no, there's, like, a billion fucking galaxies and just this little.
Yes.
I was like, oh, there's
so
got to be something there.
Yeah.
There has to
it's
be.
Really far away.
Yes.
There's
got to
be, like, another, a couple of Earths out there.
Right.
Where, like, maybe we're on the same. Just because
Wait,
the Big Bang happened.
You flipped so fucking hard.
I love it. I love it.
It
I
was the
it.
Ant
I just have to-
analogy.
It is huge of like just talking stuff out. Because
yes.
even through this where it's like, I don't know if I believe in like Bigfoot. But it's like, oh, but I believe in ghosts. Like, why not?
Yeah.
Yeah,
well,
okay.
You know what I was saying? I'll clarify it with, I don't think extraterrestrial life has been here, maybe.
Okay.
But maybe I believe that there is extraterrestrial life somewhere.
Yeah.
I'll leave it at that. Because
okay.
I just,
yeah, life
you know,
somewhere else.
Like
yeah.
the people that are like, oh, the pyramids, and you see all these pictures
yeah.
of like aliens coming down. I was like, I don't fucking think
no,
so. I think people
were
drawing pictures.
Yeah, those
yeah.
were just really smart societies that
yeah, they,
Europeans killed off.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think so. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
They were people like, much smarter than Europeans,
yes.
and they made sure to
yeah.
wipe them all out.
yes. Yep.
Because for some reason they were smarter, and I guess. Less
and
violent.
Probably
know,
like,
how smart could they be if they didn't want to kill everybody?
Exactly. More peaceful.
Yeah.
The Aztecs were kind of fucking nuts.
They were great.
Look,
didn't
they
play like a basketball game with a head
unless,
or something?
Unless it's just Mel Gibson's Apocalypto.
I mean, I feel like he's not the person
yeah,
I want telling my story.
Very true. Very true.
Oh, God. I hope he makes like a Me Too narrative film where he's like, oh, these sugar tit bitches.
He's on his way.
Yeah.
Big franchise.
Not, I don't
yeah,
think an Australian man should make a white Australian man should make a
yeah.
documentary about the.
Yeah. So what prompted you to do this?
Yeah.
Melvin?
Melvin. Like, I've never thought about that that's his
yeah.
name.
Melvin.
So I was like Melvin, like Ryerson Gibson or
yeah,
some shit.
Yeah.
Junior.
I recently saw John Leguizamo's
one
man show,
how was that?
Latin History for Morons, and I feel like I learned a lot. Yeah.
That's awesome.
Cool.
But yeah, I think the Aztecs were Big Ten fighters.
Yeah. I mean, every culture
like,
has their warriors. You know what
yep.
I mean? Has their, you know, but I guess certain cultures are a little bit more angry than others.
And,
yeah.
Yeah.
Or
know.
They're just like, look, this works. We tried
yeah.
something. We killed some people and then
we're
found
praying
out
to someone
their
that
whole
wants us to
fell
be.
In
yep,
yeah.
That's
yeah.
it. Yeah. There's that interesting hierarchy.
Yeah.
And then the Deus, the God.
Oh.
Yeah. Deus?
And playing basketball
Dios?
With the
yeah.
head.
Yeah.
I think I remember hearing that in like fourth grade and being like, whoa.
I feel like they did invent
man.
Basketball and they did do things with heads. Like they would sacrifice people and
so
like.
So maybe I just combined.
You,
yeah.
But you
I
might.
Thought it was lacrosse.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know if I think Naismith still invented basketball but, or American basketball.
But right, but the idea of like throwing a round thing
oh,
through
yeah,
a
that
basket.
Is old as, that's as old as time.
Yeah.
No, it's as old as Aztecs.
Yeah, okay. All right.
I could be right,
How
though.
How do we know, though? You
we,
know
don't
I mean?
Know.
We don't know.
We don't
know.
Know.
We don't
just
know.
The dinosaurs probably did it first.
That's right.
Dunking on each other.
Yeah, man.
T-Rex being like, this isn't fair. I'm going to eat all of you. Put your body on him. Put your body on him. Yeah. Let's take a quick break.
Woo.
Did you know that nearly 75% of people have subscriptions they've forgotten about? Before I started using Rocket Money, I thought I had about, I don't know, like 5 different subscriptions. I could not believe when they showed me how many I was paying for each month. And they tell me when something's coming up too. What a shocker. Between streaming services, fitness apps, and delivery services, it's never ending. And thanks to Rocket Money, I'm no longer wasting money on the ones I've forgotten about. And, you know, I've been trying to save money. And it seems like my bank account, it was stuck. So I gave Rocket Money a try, and it turns out that
I was paying for a bunch of stuff that I didn't need. And Rocket Money helped me cancel some of those. And now I'm finally starting to see my account balance going up again. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills so that you can grow your savings. With Rocket Money, I have full control over my subscriptions and a clear view of expenses. I can see all my subscriptions in one place, and if I see something I don't want, Rocket Money can help me cancel it with a few taps. I love how the dashboard shows me this month's spending compared to last month, so I can clearly see my spending habits. Plus, they help me create a custom budget and keep my spending on track. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has saved a total of $500 million in canceled subscriptions, saving members up to $740 a year when using all of the app's features. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/funnyfeeling. That's rocketmoney.com/funnyfeeling. rocketmoney.com/funnyfeeling. This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. It can be easy to ignore our social battery and spread ourselves thin, especially with social gatherings picking up after the winter. What's the right amount of socializing for you, and how do you recharge? Maybe you thrive around people, or maybe you need some more alone time. Therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. I've been in therapy for years now. I go every single week. I don't even ever want to miss a week because it's so important for keeping me on track, especially during times where things are kind of tough, you know? It's really good to have a therapist you trust as a sounding board. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist, and you can switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/afunnyfeeling today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, help.com/afunnyfeeling. Okay. And we're back.
Yeah.
What happens now? Shit, Betsy, oh no. What happens?
Conference.
Convergence theorems.
Now, I've heard from you and Laura that you have had, you have a story at least.
I don't, yeah, I should have went over this with her.
Your brain works. Yeah. You can do this.
But did she tell you about New Mexico?
No.
Okay.
She left that for you.
Okay. Let me tell you.
Because we had
her
back on our special 100th episode. Right. So.
Yeah. Right. She told us about your place in New York, like Brooklyn.
The
or
Brooklyn
whatever.
One when,
yeah.
when like the bag fell and yes. I was like, get the fuck out of here.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's when I maybe started believing a little bit. But from my point of view, I felt. You can listen to that episode, but like I was in the house by myself God. And I just felt this weird negative energy behind me. And I don't know how else to describe it. And for some reason, what came out of my mouth was like, get the fuck out of here. I don't yes. want you here or something like that. Oof. And I don't think it ever happened again, but there was some weird shit where like the light, you know, like we yeah. went to sleep and we came back out and the light was on and then like a bag fell randomly yep. and it was just some weird, there was some like weird negative energy shit that happened very briefly in our apartment. Okay, so.
But then she also told us about June's bedroom with a
light. Oh, that was fucking weird.
With a light.
That I didn't totally believe though.
That You're was like. We're sleep like, deprived and you could have done.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know. It was just like, I'm not going to undercut it, but it was just like we pulled that light one time and it kind of, I forgot who pulled it and it broke off like one yeah. of the things. So I think it was just kind of ready to kind of retract okay. at a certain point.
Yeah.
Oh, because they had those little balls on yes, it so they could get
right?
stuck.
I don't know. It was just like one of those things. I was like, it was really fucking creepy.
It's so
I mean,
creepy.
If you've seen like fucking Poltergeist, you know, yes. you know what I mean? With yeah. like the TV under the, you know, the light yeah. coming on for, under the door kind of thing. And I was like, it just like flashback to that. I was like, yeah.
but it's I was like, so, she was and, like she was baby monitor is oh, such a yeah. scary device.
Just
like,
looking at the baby monitor and just seeing light.
Oof.
And me not comprehending it. And I Laura going chills. Over and going, be like, there's a light on in there. Oh, yeah, God. it was weird. But then I like, I was like,
also just being like sleep
shit.
Deprived.
Oh yeah,
and, like,
that was also the thing where she was like freaking the
of course, it's your kid.
Sage the whole place. Yeah. yeah.
Babies love sage.
Dude, oh yeah, you gotta do it right
smoke
in her face.
It right on her.
yeah.
Blow
it.
Put the ashes out on her cheeks.
just a little sign
cute
of the cross.
Oh, yeah, sign of the cross. Pray to Saint Anthony. So we, yeah, so this one was, we drove cross country when we moved out to Los Angeles a couple years ago, and did one of those things where it's like we kind of loosely mapped it out, yeah. And then did like an the night before, we'd do like an Airbnb or like a hotel tonight, and it was like, yeah, this fun like seat of our pants. Okay, so we get to I forgot where we were, but we're going to Albuquerque, and we booked an actual bed and breakfast. And it was in like the Court District or something. Okay. It was kind of like off the beaten path. It was, yeah, a really quiet area, kind of secluded, but this like really old, looked like an 1800s-y bed and breakfast, like, yeah, really quaint, very cool.
Cool.
You know, we have all our shit in the car, so we kind of like bring it out. Now we're like almost done with the trip at this point. We're a couple days into the trip. And we check in and we go into our room, and it's like very Victorian, you know,
ooh,
what I mean?
Yep.
And
dusty as shit.
Ew,
dusty as
so
shit.
So dusty. Cobwebs everywhere.
Bats. It was
they
weird.
They exclusively decorate with maroon,
right,
for some reason.
So, so that place was filthy, so we went somewhere else.
Okay, cool, cool.
Yeah. Pristine. Yeah, yeah, totally. Yeah, yeah.
Holiday Inn Express, baby.
So we, yeah, we checked in there. And we heard our friend is from there, so she's like, go to this restaurant.
Oh, great.
So we went out that night, and we were like, wow, this is great. So we, that night, you know, we go to sleep, and I wake up, I think I wake up, and I feel basically someone like holding me down.
Oh.
And I feel like it was almost, the way I can describe it now is with Get Out, when he's kind of falling down that thing,
oh,
and he kind of sees people from, he,
yeah,
sees you kind of like from a distance.
Yeah,
that's kind of how I felt, because I felt like I was screaming like, get the fuck off,
yep,
me, and fighting.
You, yeah,
know, I felt like something was, it was like a bully holding you down,
yeah,
or something like that. Everybody knows that.
Yeah.
You remember when the bullies used to hold you down?
Hakaloogie, just slurp it right,
yeah,
up
just,
before it touches, ooh, your face.
Yeah, ew.
So I was like, oh shit. I felt like I was like, get the fuck off me. And
yes.
I looked to my left. I mean, I remember, the weird thing is like, I felt like I was in bed. I felt like it was in the middle of the night. I was very aware of where I was.
Mm-hmm.
I looked to my left. Laura was there.
Yeah.
And I remember screaming her name.
Oh.
And I remember being like, Laura, help me. What the fuck is going on? And like something,
yeah,
like that.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, this is my memory of it.
And let's just go and paint a picture. You are 3 times bigger than Laura.
Yes.
Yes. Not really, but like,
I'm
she's
45 times bigger than Laura. Hanging off the bed on 675,000.
Laura's a thumbelina.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And you know, it's like one of those things where it's like, I couldn't move.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it was terrifying.
Could
it was like
any
that terrifying
part of your body move?
No.
Okay.
I felt like I could move my arms.
Okay.
But it felt like they were being held down.
Yeah.
So it's like I'm doing the motion in front of you guys, but it's kind of a very short,
it
herky
looks like
jerky.
He's pushing a wheelchair.
It looks like I'm, yes, jerking off two little ghosts.
Two little tiny ghosts.
So it's just like, oh fuck. And I remember screaming Laura's name, and finally, I don't know how I got out of it, but I think I just kind of like finally like loosened my grip, and she was just there staring at me, and she was like, you all right? And I was like, or she went to the bathroom, something like that. I think she went to the bathroom and came back, and she's like, are you okay?
You've been screaming for a long time.
Yeah, I was like, I was,
I
like,
got diarrhea,
I was
though.
Like, yeah, I was like, what? Yeah, yeah, anyway, I'm checking out. I'm on divorce. So yeah, this night we got divorced. Yeah, so it was just, and she was just like, you were just like moaning.
Oh,
like you were groaning. You were,
yeah,
like, I was like, what? I was like, no, I wasn't. I was screaming your name to help me, because I was like, I think somebody was helping. This, oh, I'm just remembering it now. I felt like there was this kind of dark,
oh,
hovering presence over,
uh-huh,
me, like someone floating above me, holding my dad, but no face, just like a black kind of mist.
Yes.
I don't know how else to describe it. That's what I was kind of thinking. And I, you know, and she was just like, yeah, you were moaning, and I didn't know if I should touch you or not. And I lightly kind of touched your arm, and you rolled over.
Whoa.
And like, I just kind of watched you for a second. I think you were sleeping. And so I like went to the bathroom and came back, and then you were just like wide awake,
oh,
staring at me.
Yeah.
And I was like, is everything okay? What's going on? Like, did you hear me screaming at you? And she was like, no, it was just, yeah. So that was, And she was like, oh, this place is haunted. Like, she immediately was like, oh, yeah, yeah, this room is definitely haunted. And
oh, shit.
For me, it was probably, what's it called?
Sleep paralysis.
Yeah, I think it was paralysis. I mean, that makes the most sense.
I mean, that's classic sleep paralysis. Yeah. Yeah. And if you are, like, under stress or overly tired, it can happen.
Maybe.
So if you're, like, on a road trip and not sleeping well, because you're different. But
I rarely sleep on my back. Yeah, I always sleep on my side a lot of the time. So I think maybe like, and sleep paralysis in my, what I know of it is like kind of pins and needles in your head. That's what I think it is. I think it's just like, you know, like when your foot falls asleep and like your head is kind of touching, like you have not moved your head in a little while. So there's kind of this weird nerve thing that happens. I think, I don't know.
Well, I think what I've heard that it is that your brain wakes up, but your body still has the whatever hormone is that paralyzes your body so that you don't move in your sleep, so that like sleepwalking doesn't happen, right?
Melatonin? I don't know.
It's not
melatonin.
Melatonin. Rigatoni.
Rigatoni, melatonin.
But it is whatever hormone, it's like that you haven't produced enough of it so that you're, or that you are still paralyzed with it so that your brain is awake, but your body has not yet released its paralysis to wake you
Jesus
up.
Jesus Christ.
So that you can't move or speak or anything,
but
right?
But my question is, like, why does that happen? I'm thinking, like, is it because it's like a pins and needles thing and your body's like trying to wake you up to move your head?
Maybe, yeah.
Maybe, I don't know. It's public schools. I don't know.
Yeah, hey,
we could easily look this up right now.
No, we cannot.
I mean, we will not. Basically, it's just like two systems weren't turned on at the same time.
Yeah, right.
Like,
yeah.
Whoever's in your brain operating the system.
It's so real, though. That's the thing. That's what freaks you the fuck out.
Wild.
That's just like this terrifying feeling.
Yeah. Also, like
when you wake up, like shaking almost.
Sweating, shaking, like, and being like, I really felt like I was screaming your name.
Yes.
And she was like, you were not. And I'm like, mother of God, what the fuck? And I was fully not. I was almost, the weird thing is I was just starting to believe some of this stuff maybe at that point, just because we had listened to some podcasts, but I was not a believer at all.
Yeah.
Even with the stuff that was happening in our, even after that shit happened in our room, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
In Brooklyn, I was like, nah, it was probably nothing.
Yeah.
You know what
I
mean? But now I was like, oh fuck.
Even with sleep paralysis, although like, you know, doctors can or scientists can explain why it happens, I still think there's something really weird going on with, like, why is it happening? Why is my brain seeing this thing in the corner or this thing over me?
Right.
I have a friend that woke up and on either side of him, there were two old hags whispering over his body.
Ew! Saying, that just fucked me up.
That's gross.
Two old hags.
And they said, should we do it now? And the other one said, let's wait.
Whoa.
Marcy.
It's terrifying.
That's fucking horrifying.
I want to get him on the show, but he won't return my emails on my phone calls, so.
Uh-oh. Unless this is your friend?
Blow him?
We're very good.
We have to blow him. Oh, okay.
Should we do that now?
Yeah.
Let's wait.
You want to blow him?
Let's take a cigarette break.
Should we blow him now?
Smoky smoke.
This is the wrong guy.
Hey, this ain't the right guy, you hag. All right, hag, let's go. Let's get out of here.
All right, get in the hag van.
The hag van.
The black mist or the thing over you, that's what's, I think, the scariest part.
That was the scariest part because...
Yeah.
That, and feeling like you're screaming into a void. You know what I mean? Like, that's like you're out of control.
And especially being able to look over and see Laura. See her.
Kind of at a distance. She was
wild.
Just like a little further away than when she actually was. So I was like, I feel like I feel like she's behind like some sort of glass wall. And she's just staring at me doing nothing. You know what I mean? Which is just like, why is the person I love the most in this world not helping me right now? So there's all these weird things that your brain is trying to make sense of on a fucking level where, you know, like you don't go to a lot.
So
it was just like, oof.
It's very interesting, though, in those moments when you're like, my brain can process so fast and so incorrectly.
Oh, yeah.
It makes a lot of
pretty
assumptions.
Pretty nuts, man.
It's all
it jumps
survival
to a lot of
instincts
scary
that
stuff.
Are just, this is old hardware. That is ingrained in us. That has not been updated. You're still running
OS.
OS negative 10. It's old.
Snow Leopard back here,
get
guys.
Out of
has that the only like spooky-y thing that's happened?
Ooh. Yeah, I think so. I mean, I'm sure I was just terrified as a kid because of Unsolved Mysteries and my Catholic upbringing. So I think those combinations really made me kind of petrified about like being alone and all that stuff. And then I just kind of grew out of that. So there's these many years where I was like, ah, it's all bullshit. Yeah. You know what I mean? Come on, this is all entertainment crap. But yeah, there's these little, I don't know, you know, there's these little things that happen where I'm like, yeah, why not?
Yeah.
Maybe someone's just in another dimension right now, or like someone that passed away thinks they're still living.
Yep.
Like, do we die and just kind of do it all over again? Do you guys believe in like past lives and stuff like that or no?
I do.
More like I hear about it, I'm like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
Right. I like that.
Yeah.
Once again, it's that thing where it's like, well, why not?
Yeah, why not?
That's kind of fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You've done a
past life regression.
Yeah, have you done it with like a person?
Yeah, I did like a group.
A person.
Like, no, I did it with another person. Human. I did it with a pigeon.
Whoa! Yeah, yeah.
This pigeon. Okay, like,
okay. A pigeon.
Is that what it is? All right, I'm sold. I'm in. I'm easily convinced.
It's disgusting, but it's a good session.
Yeah, it's very filthy.
But if it's like a New York pigeon,
you know, they know their shit.
They're right to the point. they get right to it.
They're like rude, but not rude.
You worked in a cotton candy store. You're a chef and
chef at the cotton candy store.
You were Amelia Earhart.
Cool.
I do love when. So I took it at like a group meditation at like this place in Studio City. It's like a meditation. It's called The Den. It's like a studio. And my friend Beth Newell, who's been on the podcast, she was in town. And so a couple of us went and we all had horrifying regressions.
Oh, man.
The olden days were shitty.
Yeah. I was like, I think I was on like 1500s Germany, like before it was like, or even earlier, like primitive Germany, but before. And
Argonauts, I don't know what they're called.
Argonauts.
I'm just gonna show how stupid I am on this podcast.
Keep trying.
I'm just a gonna lot just, of conclusions.
I'm gonna drop
gonna
like
be...
words that are close to what I'm thinking about.
But yeah, my baby got eaten by a creature in a river, so it was just like
creature
good
in a
gosh
river. Jesus Christ, like an alligator,
something like that. Yeah.
What the fuck was the baby doing in the river?
I was washing it.
Oh,
you're
no.
You're washing the baby in the
Look,
river?
We didn't have fucking bathtubs, okay?
In the 1500s?
No, I don't know. I actually think it was like earlier than that.
Like,
but
if you're a peasant.
Right.
Yeah, I had bunch of babies that all died.
Oh,
wow.
God.
Mother of God.
I just had them alone in a barn. Not even a barn. It was just like hay around me and shit. And
in a manger? Was it Jesus?
Oh, my God. You're married?
I don't think so, guys. Do you have any other stories you want to share with us?
Mm-mm.
Or shall we?
No way.
No, I mean, I don't know. I do like talking about this stuff, and I appreciate podcasts like this to kind of get out other.
Yeah.
Just to hear like, yeah, okay, there's other
shit out there.
There was I get freaked out, I guess, about the like negative stuff.
Me too.
Oh, I also heard this thing because I was like watching this Ghost Hunter show or something
I love
and I was like, these are all bull. In my head, I was in a movie that was just like an improvised like ghost. I was like, it was so stupid.
What movie?
It was called Sanatorium. Check it out on Amazon.
Oh,
ooh, yeah.
I will for sure.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Uh-huh. We improvised that. It was very silly.
I can't wait.
Don't watch it. Don't check that out.
Please don't watch it.
Yeah, but I was watching some sort of ghost thing, and they were talking about how a lot of like voices and head stuff and seeing things that aren't really there, like hallucinations, could be because of either gas leaks or there's a vibration of pipe. Like in like old houses had this kind of like, there is some weird, it has to be at a certain Hertz level or something like that.
Yeah.
Have you guys heard about this? Where it's like, it fucks with your brain. It like does, if you are consistently exposed to it and surrounded and you're sleeping with it, it can actually like mess up how your brain functions to make you think that you are hallucinating. So I don't know if I think they were also doing like I think like Russians and you know that's 80s what, like Stranger Things say. Like stuff where yes. like I think people were messing with this like how do we infiltrate other people's brains
well
through God. These through yes. this like different frequencies.
I shouldn't even bring it up because I don't know the name of the group, but it was a group of young Russian grad students who went on this like hike in like some frozen tundra area.
Oh, and it looked like something attacked them.
Yeah, they all, like all but one, the one who didn't die stayed behind because he, I don't know, he knew they were all going to die. I don't know. But they found them and all like, and this is like in like Russia in the winter and it's mm-hmm. like fucking freezing and they'd all taken their clothes off. And like, yeah. and they had died from like some sort of internal injury.
Whoa.
But with no outward markings. And some theories were that like it was Russians testing this sound.
Yeah.
Whoa.
That like, and it makes people go crazy. Go. So yep. that's why they would have cut themselves out of their tents and run into the night.
Yeah, because there's like but a lot of they didn't even run. Like...
They just walked. They could tell from their tracks they had just walked.
Ooh, yeah. that's and, so spooky. And took I've their like clothes off and found
one guy
about...
up a tree. Yeah, because
I feel like they think they are, like things are happening. So you're not like... running around like screaming, it's like you're trying to deal with like your brain in that moment, so you yeah. could be seeing something or your brain could be
wild.
yeah there's all these frequencies, right? There's brown yeah. noise, there's white noise, there's all these different things.
Yes.
And I think a prolonged exposure to a certain frequency yeah. can mess up
yeah.
Here's a real fucked up thing. Maybe you've said this once or twice before, maybe on my podcast, I don't know. I used to play guitar a lot and electric guitar, and I realized when I was a kid I could plug in to my amp
yeah.
and instead of plugging my amp into my guitar, I would take the exposed not wire, but it was like the plug
yeah.
and put it on my head, and through the amp, like a radio would like there would be people talking.
Oh,
is this weird? I don't know.
Oh,
I think this
my
is normal.
God.
I think some people this happen. I don't know. Like I would
what?
Like an electric
you
guitar.
You have people who live in your head that talk, and
I don't think they're there.
And they make,
I,
no,
they,
but
what
it's
I'm saying is,
radio
I think it's
frequencies yes. picking up.
I think it's picking up frequencies that are going through our
yeah.
heads. I mean, think about radio waves. Think about this stuff. Like there
yes.
are things going through us. We
yeah.
just can't see them. So I would take this, and I guess I was some sort of conduit that I would, if I grounded the
yeah.
wire on my head cord. I mean, it's a,
yeah.
it's a cord. So it's like I would ground the cord on my head. So I'd take like where you would plug it into the electric
yeah.
guitar. I'd put it like on my forehead and radio, like something would happen. It sounded like talk radio would come through.
Whoa.
That's crazy.
Yeah, it's bonkers. Yeah.
I remember having like just kind of shitty walkie talkies. And one day I was out on my parents' like balcony off of their room, just fucking around, and I started picking up police signals.
Yeah.
And so then I just like sat all day listening
cool.
to the cops.
That's really cool.
Yeah.
Oh,
man.
There used to be an app that was like a police scanner
yeah, yeah, yeah.
app.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
you could just listen to
yeah.
like local.
Highly illegal, I think, at this
right?
point.
It's
I don't know if they're allowed
be.
To do that.
Yeah,
I don't know if you're allowed to tap into
never.
That.
Oh, my.
Oh, my.
But I'm saying like, oh, okay. I just remember that because we're talking about like radio wave, you know, frequencies
yeah.
and stuff like that messing with your brains. I was like, yeah, there's stuff going through us that could, if I just prolonged exposure to a frequency that might be caused by.
Yeah.
pipes or a leaky something yeah. or something that's radiating.
We
like
had a listener story
yes.
about this woman who was like, I think my house is haunted.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's revealed carbon monoxide
oh,
poisoning.
Yeah,
to where like the dude was like, if you didn't have me come here,
yeah,
you would have been dead.
Yeah. yeah, that's scary.
And because she was like, every time I'd walk into the house, like I would feel this really negative
yeah.
energy and like
all
this.
I was being poisoned.
No offense to her. I feel like
yeah.
that's maybe the first thing you should check. If like
yeah,
you go into a house and you don't feel right, like check the real things first.
Yeah.
No.
Check to see if your gas is
no.
right. You know, like, check that stuff first.
No,
guys,
you don't
want to.
No, don't. Well, because you
haunted.
Don't want to bother anyone.
Yeah.
Don't bother anyone. Just let yourself die.
Yeah, right. Instead of good things, you didn't like burn any fucking sage or else your
I
whole
know,
fucking house would have went up.
Is this carbon monoxide blow up?
Nah, maybe not. Maybe I'll think of natural gas.
And natural gas doesn't have a scent. Or they add a scent to it so that
oh.
you can smell it.
Yeah, it smells like gas.
Naturally.
Oh, natural.
Wait, did you guys see Midsommar?
No.
Midsommar? No. Mm-mm.
Spooky. I was going to
I don't watch scary movies. I don't watch scary movies. Oh, yeah, I don't like to. Yeah, that Laura's
not
like
for you.
No, she made me watch like Paranormal Activity like back in the day when we started going out, and I was like, "You know what?
If you want to continue to be attracted to me, you're not going to want to do this."
You know what I do like? I like Poltergeist. I don't mind watching stuff like that. Things like that.
Did you watch The Conjuring or
no?
Too scary.
I think so.
Really scary.
I'm not a huge. I just don't like things popping out and scaring me.
Yeah.
And this goes, I was talking about this in therapy with my therapist. I was like, oh, I think I uncovered why. I'm just like, from my childhood, I was like, I don't like to be scared. I don't like loud noises.
Yeah.
Like people that are like, I want to go through like haunted houses. This is a nightmare for me. I'm like, why the fuck would you?
I love
and
it.
That's like a, yeah, right? So yeah, it's, like, yeah. It's a thrill for people. Yeah. That is my nightmare. Someone's like,
yes.
Walk through a haunted house where you know people are acting. And you could logically override it, but it's like someone spooking me.
Yeah.
Or jumping out or me putting myself in that position.
Yes.
My body's like, you asshole.
You
what are you doing?
Yeah.
Why are you doing
this?
No, no, that's no thanks. Like I can't do that stuff. So no scary movies
no
for
scary.
Me.
Yeah. I'll get them.
I told you that I got very scared after watching Scary Stories to Tell in the Dark, which is a children's movie.
Wait, right. You did?
I
don't think you told me, but
during the movie, I was fine.
The scary parts are great. The rest of it.
It's cool.
Yeah. Rough.
Cool, like costumes and puppetry stuff.
Where is it? I said, where is it located?
So where is this located?
Movie theater?
Yeah.
It came out like a month ago. But you remember those
where's
books
it located?
That you... What's
yes,
the,
I read
what's
all those
code?
Books.
What's
read,
the zip code of it?
All those books I would read.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. I think it was because I was like immersing it. And you're a kid. Like, you're
yeah.
Just,
yeah, and everyone else is reading them.
Yeah.
And it's like.
And Are You Afraid of the Dark on Nickelodeon?
Love
like,
it.
I love that.
There was things like that where I was like, oh, this is. And there was also this book of like strange coincidences. I forgot what it was. Maybe Gethard gave me this weird ass book this one time. But it was just like all these. It was just like a cat like fucking left its house and then the owners moved and then like
the
across the country and the cat fucking found some weird shit like that where I'm like, all right, maybe there's not ghosts, but maybe there's I believe in like
weird stuff.
Yeah. Universal energies that are working.
Sure.
That are, yeah. Weird stuff.
Yeah.
Weird
yeah,
stuff.
I, believe
weird
I stuff
definitely
for
believe
sure.
in weird stuff. And I want to believe in the weird stuff.
Yeah, it's
there's
fun.
There's no. Yeah, I am very into the weird stuff. Like this is like, oh, this can't be a coincidence.
Yeah.
And I'm very logical and I will run the math and do all the science. As I've proven, I'm very smart. So I trust my brain.
He's sitting up here with an abacus.
Yeah. 1, 2,
red,
one.
Blue, purple.
Damn, there's got to be a ghost in here.
Do you have time to listen to a listener story?
Oh, I'd love to.
Okay,
ooh,
let me bring
yes.
it up.
Hi, Betsy and Marcy. I wanted to tell you guys my story. I didn't used to be a believer in anything paranormal. I was like really closed-minded to that kind of stuff. Oh, I'm a big fan of your podcast too. And happy Halloween. This took place like a couple years ago. Me and some roommates were renting a house down in like South Seattle area. And it was like a pretty big house, like duplex type thing. And we, like roommates would come and go a lot. So like a lot of different people lived in this place. And so before I moved in, a really terrible thing happened where I guess when like nobody was home, a couple of the dogs that lived there killed the cat that lived there. I don't really know the details of it, just like so terrible, but something that really bugged me about it was there was like a big blood stain in the middle of the living room, and then they just like put the couch over to cover it up. And it's just like, okay, that's really eerie. I don't like that at all. But anyways, it was this my roommate's cat, Jackson was his name, rest in peace. And he was like a black cat with gold eyes. And he was just like super nice. I saw pictures of him, poor kitty. So anyways, skip forward to about a year after I'd moved in. My two roommates moved out. They left me to go find new roommates. So I did. I found some awesome girls that I had gone to school with. And they moved in. And one of my roommates, she was claiming that she was like kind of spiritual. And I was like, I don't really know what that means at all, but okay. And I was, she's like, yeah, I can see things sometimes. And I was like, okay, so have you like seen anything in this house? And she said, yeah, actually I've seen a little black creature hiding in the shadows in the living room, in the living room area. And I forget stuff, so I did not even think about it at all. I was like, okay, that's weird. Until like a couple days later when I was at work, I like, my brain clicked and I was like, oh my God, that is Jackson. That has to be Jackson. Like the fact that she would say a little black creature like in the living room. And like, I swear, like the hairs on the back of my neck stood up. It was just really, really freaky. Anyway, so that, I mean, I've never seen a ghost personally, but the fact that I had never told her about what happened in the living room, it just was too much of a coincidence for her to just make that up. So it's kind of like really opened up my mind into being like, okay, there is something that I'm not aware of, but other people are, and I want to learn more. So anyways, thanks again for the podcast. You guys are so funny and make my day. All right, bye.
I gotta say, I thought the dogs ate like an old lady or something.
I was ready for that.
They fucking,
they turned on their master.
Ripped out their jugular. Yeah. Well,
something about that, like just the idea of there being a giant blood stain that for some reason I imagine no one cleaned up at all.
No.
Yeah.
Just put the couch over, it'll be fine.
Also, I have so many questions about those dogs. Like, were they normally chill with the cat?
Yeah.
And then, because like they were all inside together.
Yeah.
So it makes me wonder, like, they're like, yeah, I guess they were always trying to kill Jackson.
Oh, yeah, come to think of it.
Now that I think about it, we did have to pull the cat out of their mouth a lot.
They kept making a stew and putting the cat in it.
Just saw that blood stain and we just put the couch over it. Like, no one will see it. It's like,
ew.
I'm sure they tried to clean it, but blood's
tough.
I guess blood's tough.
Like, that's the thing,
hey,
blood's tough.
Get and new everyone's carpeting.
Like, yeah.
If somebody new's moving in, come on.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. I was like, damn, man, that's bold to just leave the huge blood stain. Are you taking a little off the rent? I mean, what the
hell? Yeah, yeah. You can leave it, but...
Docking a couple?
Don't move that rug.
Yeah.
There's a cat head under there. Also, I thought it was very funny that your new roommate was like, oh, I saw this little black creature. And you're like, I don't think of that kind of stuff. If a cat were murdered in my house, I would think about it every day.
Oh.
Everyone who walked in the house, I'd be like, sorry if it smells weird.
Every
a cat was killed
I
8 years
sit
ago.
On that yeah. couch, yeah. I'd be like, I'm sitting on the spot.
Yeah. You're sitting above the spot.
The spot.
The blood stain.
But I do think that, like, I mean, I believe in ghosts, but I also think that animals can just, I don't know. I've heard stories about little animals being around.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I like it.
Like people feeling their like animal get on in the mm-hmm. bed with them. Aww. After they. My dad, I'm sure I told you this, but when my dog Ozzy died a few years ago, like 6 weeks later, like two, maybe it's like not that far, but like about a month afterwards, my dad heard him barking. Like it sounded as if he was outside and wanted to come in because he slept inside. And like, so dad was asleep, woke up because he heard Ozzy barking.
Aww.
And he opened the back door. And then like, heard the jingling, and but then he wasn't. He was dead.
Yeah.
But he heard the jingle of his like collar.
Yeah. Oh.
And he's like, Ozzy was here.
Yeah.
I do believe that there's people that like pick up on the frequencies a little bit more. And I guess if it's something that's close to you, you can pick up on the frequency maybe a little easier. But I think like people that have these like recurring like I see and feel, and I was like, I think they just sense.
Yeah.
They have this extra sensory perception aspect to their. I don't know, being where they're just like, I don't know, I think they pick up on this frequency where it's like, this shit's still maybe floating around.
Yeah.
Whereas if it is, it's also like, man, there's a lot of stuff floating around, right?
There's got to be so much.
Are there dinosaurs floating?
I hope.
And like, how come we haven't seen them?
Is that what the Loch Ness Monster is?
Maybe.
Oh my God. Has no one ever theorized that Loch Ness is just a ghost dinosaur?
Maybe.
It's like this, I swear to God, there was not a lake here before.
Yeah. I mean, yeah.
There was no fucking lock here when I was around.
Yeah, I'm
just trying to eat some trees.
Like, man, I'm just trying to eat some clovers.
I wonder if like her roommate was, if she's like, oh, I'm spiritual and I sense things.
Yeah.
Has she sensed any other things?
Yeah.
Because it's just kind of been like, being like, I think I felt your cat. Anyway, like, that's it. I was like, that's it? What else? Like, I don't know, like, what else she's getting from that place?
Yeah.
Where are those dogs now?
Yeah, what are those dogs
in prison? Dog yell? Okay.
They're in prison.
Dog prison. Oh.
Yeah, that's,
wow.
That's
spooky.
Yeah, I guess old animals coming back is a little.
Yeah.
It's kind of nice and also like.
Yeah, kind of nice, but also like, oof. Yeah.
What if there was like a ghost dog that had been ghosting for like hundreds of years?
What?
Like a ghost dog that had been ghosting for like hundreds of years.
Isn't there like in Scotland and stuff?
Maybe.
I'm sure there's a lot.
Surely in Scotland there's something like that.
Yeah.
I just thought of a theory. This is weird. I'm sorry to bring this up now.
No.
But because I was just thinking about it. I was like, well, why isn't there so many fucking spirits?
Yeah.
And why isn't there some frequencies where we can't pick up on all the billions of dead people that have happened?
Yeah.
Right? But it's like maybe that is the reincarnation aspect of things where the spirits go somewhere else. So
then they go.
So the spirits that we're sensing are the spirits that are just kind of still hanging around until their spirit catches on to another life or something like that. I don't know. I'm just spitballing.
All right, I gotta go.
All right.
Take your briefcase. Whoa.
The briefcase is a bone.
He took his briefcase on a plane.
He flew away.
Don, thank you so much.
Hey, thanks for having me. This is awesome.
Tell everyone where to find you and your show.
Yeah, I mean, The Need to Fail is on the Forever Dog Podcast Network or wherever you get your podcasts. I'm on at Don Finelli or at The Need to Fail on Twitter. And don-finelli.com for other shit, videos. You know what I mean? Yeah. You know, check out Sanatorium.
I am going to
Amazon,
Prime. I think you can get it.
Good.
From many years ago. It's like my first thing.
I'm so pumped
to watch it. Get ready.
Thank you so much,
Don.
Thank
you guys. Appreciate it.
Oh, yeah. Thank you so much for listening to A Funny Feeling.
If you have a paranormal experience that you would like to share, please send us a voice memo or you can email us just a letter at funnyfeelingpod@gmail.com. I'm Marcy.
I'm Betsy. And don't shit your pants.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.